welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Windows 7 Notifications. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to demonstrate how to show hidden icons in your system tray. Sometimes programs will install and they'll be running, but you won't see them in the system tray, and maybe you want to act on them, but you can't because they're not there. Some programs will show up either in the taskbar or in the system tray or both. And say for some reason you don't want JAWS to be in the taskbar in its own window, gets in the way, you want to just run it from the system tray. But then you tell it you want to run it from the system tray and you go looking for it in the system tray to make a change and it's not there. This happens in Windows 7 and Vista quite frequently when you first install JAWS or some other programs. And you want to know it, you want to know how to get it back. It's not there. Where'd it go? Well, don't panic. It's still around. Windows is just hiding it from view. So I'm going to show you how to get it back. And to do that, I'm going to open the control panel.
Control panel. Leaving menus. Control panel. Search box.
And I am going to go into taskbar and start menu.
Category button. System and sync. Reveal your computer status link. Back up your computer link. Find and fit. Network and view network. Choose home. Hardware and sound. View device. Add a device link. Connect to a adjust comp. Programs link. Uninstall. User accounts. Add or remove. Set up parental controls. Appearance and personalization link.
Appearance and personalization is what I want first.
Toolbar, desktop, setup, system and secure, network and hardware, programs, user, clock, ease of personal, change the, change that, change screensaver, display link, make text and other, adjust screen, connect to a desktop, add gadget, get more, uninstall, restore, taskbar and start menu link.
That's what I want, taskbar and start menu.
Taskbar and start menu properties dialog, taskbar pay. Taskbar appearance auto highlight. Taskbar appearance. Notification area customized. Button. Alt plus C.
There you go. I want to customize the notification area.
Notification area icons. OK button. Cancel button.
That puts you on the OK button.
Tool, help listed an application file for JAWS combo box. Show icon and notifications. 1 of 3.
It goes through what programs are currently running, and shows you what the status is. So with JAWS, it says show.
Show icon
and notifications. That means if there's ever a problem, a message will pop up saying what the problem is. And you'll also see the program icon so you can interact with it on the system tray. You have other options too. You can
hide icon and notifications.
Hide everything. And so it just runs in the background and you never see it.
Only show notifications.
Or only show the notifications. In other words, messages that may pop up. I want to show the icon.
Show icon and notifications.
In the system tray. So let's see what it has for NVDA.
Listed them Dropbox combo box, show icon and notifications. Listed them Action Center combo, listed them Power combo, listed them Network combo, listed them Volume combo box, show icon and notifications. Listed them Symantec, listed them Synaptic, listed them Tray Application, listed them Winamp, listed them Event, listed them Microsoft, listed them Adobe Reader, listed them Windows Explorer, listed them Windows Task Manager combo box, only show, listed them Windows Live, listed them Station Playlists, listed them Station, listed them NVDA application combo box, show icon and notifications, 1 of 3.
That's right. I want it to do that.
Listed them Windows Update combo box, only show notification, 3. Listed them NVDA application combo box, show icon.
I can show icon and notifications.
Hide icon and notifications.
Hide icon and notifications, which is where it was by default.
Only show notifications.
And only show notifications.
This notification icon is not currently active. It will be shown the next time it becomes active. Show icon and notifications.
Now, when I went back up to it to make that choice again, it said this program isn't active. But when you turn it on the next time, it will show those notifications. So that is how you get them to work. And if I turn on NVDA, when I hit insert F11, the keystroke in NVDA to get to the system tray is not that, but if I go to the system tray with a tab, I will see that in there and I can interact with that in that particular way. So it is simple as that. Hitting the OK button saves your changes.
Appearance.
And you can hit Alt F4 to get out of the control panel. And there you go. Very, very simple to unhide your icons on the notification area in Windows 7. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.